my privilege now to present Father Stanley C. Brock, United States Army Chaplain, formerly of the Diocese of Newark, New Jersey, one of the first American officers to be captured in the present conflict, Father Brock.
When we arrived at Old Flag 64, after a period of dispersion in many camps and under diverse conditions, our ideas and sense of values have been readjusted and altered. Although poor and needy in a material way, we had become conscious of our spiritual wealth and blessings as Christians and Americans. Here we had inherited an old chapel, but this in no way lessened or handicapped the fervor of our humble service the first week. Obstacles in the beginning and the lack of books did not tarnish our hope that the future we would have a house of prayer and a parish in conformity with the Christian ideals and spirit which are America's. It was not long before those in the outside world knew of our plight, and soon our prompt and generous benefactors, the YMCA, sent us testaments, Bibles, hymn books, and spiritual readings for the library. Today we have that church and that parish we had hoped for, as complete in a spiritual and educational program as any on the other side of the wire. I dare say more perfect, since its members here realize that each one is to be a living active part of a living active whole, wherein Christ Jesus is our common bond. Choirs were organized and trained so that now, in worship and praise, we join our voices with you and the heavenly choir to sing Christ, the Prince of Peace. Here at Old Flag 64, daily holy sacrifice of the Mass is offered, evening prayers are said, with an excellent attendance, likewise midweek services. And the different Protestant sects are united in a weekly Sunday service, in which again we are made over into one brotherhood through Christ. Lieutenant Paul Carnes of Edelville, Indiana, assists us by conducting these services, and I am happy to report that periodically we have a general communion service. Thus, my dear friends, not for an instant have we forgotten that our duty to our God and our country still binds us. Although hindered physically, in spirit, we are bound to our men in the field, bound to you, our home, bound to our country. Thus, although captured and restrained, we are active and free, poor and dependent, we are rich as Americans, and God bless you.